Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, halflings. It's me, Jasper William Cartwright. I'm here to quickly tell you about what this is today. This is a kickback, which is basically where me or one of the other halflings kicks back with some of our friends around the TTRPG space, and we talk about anything and everything. It's usually a pretty fun time, and I wanted to give you guys a little taste of what you could get over at the Three Black Halflings Patreon. So if you enjoy this and you want to hear its sort of spiritual sequel, if you will, then that is available over on our Patreon right now. I did another kickback with Murph just a few weeks ago when I was out in LA, and we recorded in the studio. It's always an absolute blast to get to record there, so go and check that out. There's also a ton more kickbacks, including one I did with Brennan Lee Mulligan. Jeremy did one with Emily Axford. There is a ton more on there. Just go on our Patreon and just search for Kickback, and you'll see all of them there. So go and sign up to the Three Black Halflings Patreon. The link is in the description below. But for now, I'm going to hand it over to myself, talking to the one and the only Brian Murphy.
We are recording.
Woohoo!
Live in the studio.
Ah, this is so wild. I'm in the studio, everyone. I always have to explain at the start of these that we never actually intro them. This is almost becomes
its own
the intro.
Yeah.
It almost becomes the intro because I don't intro them.
Mm. I've got some good intro banter.
Okay.
Which is that you said right before we hit record that you'd never recorded in person.
No, this is the first
which is
time.
Crazy.
My first podcast recording is in the studio.
Yeah.
That, like...
That's really fun.
That's really fun. Like, that's really, really fun.
I can't even say that, because we started at the HeadGum studio.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Eat shit. I win.
I suck,
You suck. But no, yeah, this is weird. This is, like, genuinely very weird. It's a completely different vibe, and I feel so much more relaxed, I feel like, than I normally feel like on a pod. Like, I feel like normally when I approach a podcast, even if it's, like, a hangout,
yeah,
it's very much like a, all right, okay, I'm gonna prepare, I'm gonna
get
the laptop
stuff and everything,
do you know what I mean, and like, how is everyone on the Zoom,
yeah,
and the, do you know what I mean, like, it's just a very like elaborate thing, whereas this was like very, it's just like, oh, mics are down and we've been sat in this room talking for the last like hour and a half anyway,
yeah, that's true.
So it feels like, oh yeah, okay,
we'll just turn the mics on
yeah, and say slightly more appropriate stuff.
I didn't realize that I've done one podcast where it was just me and one other person, but I realized, see what you're doing right now, you're taking a sip of your drink. I don't know when to take a sip now because I feel like I always got to be on because there's only two of us.
I'm used
to sitting back, like, I'm DMing, they're chatting about a plan, I take a little sip.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm lost.
Yeah, see, I knew you were at the start of a point there, and so therefore you could, well, I'll throw it back to you real quick.
Shit. give you a wide-eyed stare as I quickly drink.
Yeah. I know when you narrow your eyes slightly, that means you can, like, yeah, that's when
I'll give you a worried look.
Yeah.
Interrupt your anecdote.
Great. thanks for that. But no, it is a very different experience, and but I'm in LA,
yeah,
right now, which is fucking great, and
we've been hanging out a lot.
We've actually hung out quite
a lot.
Like, I genuinely,
am I your number one guy here?
Yeah, you 100%, dude. You were like, I landed in LA, and like less than 2 hours later,
we were
at a bar,
out, yeah,
getting beers and whiskeys
to the point where we stumbled into a trivia night.
Yes.
The first night you were here,
yep,
and
yep,
we're going back to that trivia night
tonight.
Yeah.
I'm so excited because we came. So patrons, we came second in this trivia night. Bear in mind, I had been awake for 30 hours and also am from the UK.
Right.
And therefore, there was like whole rounds about the hosts of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Which I was just like, I don't really.
It was like a very like network TV heavy bar trivia night. Which made it tough. I don't even watch
network TV in the UK, let alone US stuff.
So it was wild that we did as good as we did. Because we came in second place.
Sorry, I took a drink and I started laughing. So I was like, I made eye contact with you as I took a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like,
this I is was trying to
enough?
Play it cool.
Is this worried
I
enough?
Was trying to play it cool. But did you guys start, was the pandemic hitting right around the time you guys started, or did you guys start a little bit before?
No, we started because of the pandemic.
Wow.
So we started in June of 2020.
Yeah.
So it was like two or three months into the pandemic, full swing lockdown, that we started the show.
Yeah.
Because I'd started playing D&D with friends because we were like, oh, we need an excuse to like get together.
Right.
And
on Zoom or in person?
Yeah, on Zoom. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We need an excuse to hang out because it was just weird because we didn't used to hang out that much anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you just craved human contact.
Exactly.
You're by yourself, yeah.
Exactly. And so I started running a game, and Jeremy, who I'm hoping everyone who is listening to this should know.
They're on your Patreon. They're
yeah.
Like, who?
Who? What?
Who are you talking
Why?
About?
Why? Yes, because then after every single thing, we would end up just talking for hours, like, about D&D after the thing. And I was like, oh, maybe we should just, like, record this. And then summer of 2020 happened, and every single black person in the world was like, oh, I'm kind of depressed. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, maybe we could talk about stuff, and it could be funny.
Yeah.
Instead of just so doom and gloom all the time. And so that's when the podcast started.
Yeah.
And now, literally, like, less than 2 years later, I'm in LA, I'm in the studio, I'm sat opposite Murph, and I'm meeting Matt Mercer tomorrow. I just met Brennan yesterday.
Damn.
Like, what the fuck? Like, this is insane. Like, this is truly insane. Like, I nearly, genuinely, for like no reason, just started crying the other day because I was so happy. Like, no word of a lie.
Adorable.
I was just like, holy shit. This is like, because I was saying to you the first time we met up, like, I'm on like the fat, like a TTRPGs, like a TTRPG fans like world tour right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like this, I think this is like the equivalent of being like really into, I don't know, like NBA, and then just like getting to hang out with like Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. And I mean, it's just like, oh, I'm just going over to America and I'm just going to hang out with the best people in this space.
Based on all the people that you're hanging out with, I would say I'm more of a Scottie Pippen.
No, I mean, I don't know enough about basketball for me to know.
Scottie Pippen's good. He's really good.
Scottie really good.
But he's like with Jordan, Jordan's better.
And he's also like, I guess actually like maybe that does work because I feel like I watched the Michael Jordan documentary.
Yes.
Scottie Pippen's like a little edgy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like he's got a little bit of a...
You think I've got the Pippen edge?
I think you've got the Pippen edge.
I'm going to make that a thing.
Yeah, you got to make that a thing.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
You got to carry
just
that.
Just bring it up to Jeremy, like, if he's never, maybe he'll never listen to this, but just bring it up whenever you talk about somebody being like, yeah. Dude's a little dicey. He's got kind of a Pippen edge.
He's got a Pippen edge, you know what I mean? Actually, hilariously, I can't give too much away because of when this is probably going to come out, but there is a character in an upcoming actual play that I'm playing whose colorations are the Lakers colorations.
Oh.
And it was hilarious because we may have actually changed the name of this character because we wanted to make a funny Lakers reference. Which is so dumb. I think Jeremy will absolutely, he will appreciate the Pippen edge.
Jeremy has his own Pippen edge in a way.
Oh yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely. I think.
I think we all have a Pippen edge.
I don't know if I have a Pippen edge.
Really?
No. I'm like, I don't know who I'd be. Oh man, this is really testing me.
This is tough because I only know two basketball players.
That's
Michael
what I mean.
Jordan,
that's what I mean.
I'm just kidding.
And I feel like they're all like, you know, hyper. I am very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I'd just be like a really shit Michael Jordan.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because I do get like obsessively competitive about
right.
stuff, as opposed to like just a little like cool and edgy and like. I feel like, because, like, I feel like you could ask someone, like, oh, who's your favorite, like, Chicago Bulls player or whatever, and they'd
right.
be like, Pippen.
Right.
Because of the Pippen edge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's
sure.
the reason
okay.
that yeah. they, like, but and they're, like, passionate about well, why here's... Pippen is better than Jordan.
So, if we're talking about the 90s Bulls, the real dude with the edge is Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Dennis Rodman, right, yeah.
So, that's the edge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the Pippen edge is more you're just bitter.
Yeah.
It's just bitterness.
It's just you
which is
on
the Pippen edge that I have.
Looking at Brennan.
Right.
And just just like a slightly clenched fist, like under the table every single season.
Yeah,
just...
it's more, again, it's more of a Pippin edge than a
Rodman. So you went and started your own team. That's basically what you did. Like, I'm the DM now.
They actually, they came out, literally we were recording them both at the same time.
Ooh.
So I think we technically, I think NADPOD came out first, but...
I'd just like to clarify. NADPOD came out first, guys. They copied us.
I'm just trying to stop. It's not a complete Pippin narrative. Ooh. I did not...
Do you not want the Pippin edge? Are you ashamed
I do
of the
want,
Pippin edge?
I do want the Pippin edge.
Are you ashamed?
I don't want to make it seem like I have a feud. Because I don't have a feud. I'm the opposite. I'm actually the opposite of competitive, especially when it comes to... I can get pretty competitive about stupid stuff, but when it comes to like D&D and everything, I just want everybody to
do good. But honestly, I think that's why you have the Pippin edge.
The Pippin?
Because... No, but if you think about it, whilst he was kind of salty... Mm-hmm. He was also still like, he was like the support guy in the team because he wasn't a Dennis Rodman who just did everything by himself or Michael Jordan or whatever. Like, he still made sure that everyone on the team played well. Like, he was the glue in that team. Like, they said that in the documentary. I don't know if that's actually true.
I feel like we don't know enough about Scottie Pippen to be talking so much about Scottie Pippen.
Like, no, so I am making
so much about Scottie Pippen.
I am making so much of this off the top of my head.
I think we've got the gist of it.
Mm. We're kind of in the ballpark.
Yeah, but we're starting to get so deep into Pippen lore that I think we're in over our heads.
Yeah. We could maybe do a hard pivot to like
we could do a
Lord
hard...
of the Rings Pippin. Like
true,
that
yeah.
we know more
different
about.
Different Pippin.
Different Pippin, same edge.
Yeah. How did you guys end up interviewing those dudes?
Oh, yeah, that
was
wild.
What was your connect there?
HeadGum. It was they just literally emailed.
Jake had the in the whole time to Merry and Pippin and just didn't...
Well, I don't think it ever came through Jake, ever.
Okay.
Jake,
of course, didn't touch it.
Like, Jake was, I think, as surprised when I was like, hey, Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd. But then Jake is also, like, the head of a very large business, I feel like, now, you know? And I'm like... So, yeah, I was just sat there minding my damn business one day, and I just get an email saying, would you be interested...
So they floated it?
Yes.
You didn't even float it and then...
So they started this podcast, The Friendship Onion, which is their new thing.
Okay.
And as like a little press tour for that, they went around hunting for shows which they felt would be thematically appropriate.
Yeah.
And they found three black halflings.
Wow.
And were like, halflings, hobbits, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And they floated out to us, would you be interested in having Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd on the show? I nearly shat myself. Like, actually nearly... every faculty of my body was just like, what the, why have you asked? Go back to them now and say yes. You've wasted precious.
Keep them on the phone.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you've wasted precious seconds in asking me whether I would want this to happen. Absolutely wild. We ended up, it was like the weirdest thing as well. Cause they were like, obviously Hollywood late. And we were like, is this going to happen? Like, is this, you know what I mean? And then we got on and we were like, hey, can you record the audio? And they were like, oh, we didn't know we had to.
Yeah.
Even though we like, I think we sent them like three emails, but they'd never obviously read any of the emails.
Of course.
And had no idea about what we were doing. But then it was really weird because then afterwards they randomly sent us an audio file. But they didn't have any headphones on, so big shout out to Daniel Ramos, our sound editor.
Oh, so he had to fix it because you could hear you guys.
Through the Zoom, and literally was there, like, went through and took out the audio from us, and then it was like, big props to...
That's a big actor thing, is when, if you don't have any kind of, because not... Like, I don't have a ton of technical skills or whatever, but I have to edit the show, so I am, like, conscious of when... people are yelling too loud into the mic or when people are too far back or something like that. And a lot of when you're an actor and you know this, like you just show up to set and it's just like everybody does everything else and you just say the words and then you just go sit and you wait.
Yes.
It's mostly
very boring.
And if
something bad happens, like technically, wasn't my problem.
Right.
Wasn't my problem.
So and I'm sure you guys experience this even when you interview people, you're probably sitting there being like, please talk to the mic. Please come on.
Please. My favorite one is always when people go like, they're like, they go, so I have this great story. So basically what happened was.
Right, leaning back and forth.
Why would you come to the mic because you're like, you're starting the story, mm-hmm. you come to the mic to tell, and then you lean back. Like, yeah. Wild.
That's why I'm always glad that we're recorded and we can edit and stuff like that, because I feel like we have had a lot of stuff where it's just like, you know, a neighbor will just be mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's just nothing you can do about that.
Nope.
We used to, thank God he moved, but we used to have a guy right across the street that would just idle his motorcycle, like, in his driveway.
What?
And it just be kind of just chilling there with his hog. Why? Blaring. Why? I don't know.
Does he just like the sound?
I guess he was like getting ready to go or something. He's just hanging out.
What, do you just like spending money on petrol?
I'm not going to defend him because I don't like
him. Please don't.
I didn't like him. But I don't know. He would just sit outside with it idling and we would have to just stop playing. And
wild.
And of course, we're not going to go out and say anything because that would require being an adult and confronting somebody.
Yeah, confrontation, which is absolutely not an option. Yeah. yeah, never an option.
Yeah.
Are you big on confrontation as well?
I'm not a big...
I will avoid it at all costs.
I will definitely avoid it. I think my problem is that I don't know how to navigate those in the middle situations.
Sure.
It's like if somebody's, I can full on
go,
not go. It's not like an aggressive thing or anything, but it's like, I can be like, hey, you can't do that.
Sure.
Like I can be
okay.
that guy.
Oh, nice.
I can be that guy.
Good. Like just clean and assertive.
Yeah.
That's like the best one.
Or if it's like a, you know, like a work thing or something, I could be like, we shouldn't be doing
hey,
it like
look,
this
listen,
or what. Like I can say
yeah,
my opinion.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. But when it's a middle thing where it's just like some guy's idling in his driveway where I have to go over there and I guess be like, hey, what's up? I'm a shitty neighbor. I don't talk to anybody, but you're here.
And this is...
I don't know what's going on with the motorcycle. You know what I mean?
It's a cool motorcycle, by the way.
Super rad, dude.
But
yeah.
I hate to harsh your mellow, my dude. Yeah. But yeah. I think that's also, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there, because the first time that I transitioned into like full dad mode.
Yeah.
But I'm the same in the sense that I think when it's
you
like
can do the dad, you can do the dad thing. You could be like,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah. Hey,
that's enough.
Hey, yeah. So we got back from holiday at like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We got back to our apartment and our neighbors were partying, and I let it slide.
Oh,
till about like 4:30.
Okay.
In the morning, and it was still going, and like they had like the thing is they had like their patio. It's like, we're at like a block of flats currently, and they had like the big patio, like Juliet balcony, sliding door wide open.
Yeah.
And we live at, like, our building backs onto like a courtyard of other buildings.
Yeah.
And so the sound is just like reverberating around this place. And I was like, not even just for me, I know that there is like kids and stuff trying to sleep right now. And I was like,
dad behavior.
Yeah. And that
Being
was what it
worried
was.
About the building.
Like, I was worried about the building. I was worried about the kids. And I was like, this is unacceptable.
This is unacceptable.
And something switched in me. I'm never confrontational. Like, I am so... If I can find a way of being awkwardly diplomatic about anything, I will.
Yeah.
I absolutely will. But Jade finds this hilarious because she's never seen me like this. Like, she was tired and, like, half asleep. I think she was asleep.
So it wasn't
as
big
just...
of a deal.
No. Yeah. Jade was, like, asleep. And I was, like, lying in bed like a fucking psycho, just staring at the ceiling. Like
the nerve of these people. There's children. They're trying
time.
To sleep. They have school.
Yeah. This will go off any minute. I'm sure it will. I'm sure. And it wasn't. Obviously, it was never gonna. It was never gonna stop. That's the way I thought about it in my head. And she, I got out of bed. And she was like, "Where are you going?" And I was like, "I'm gonna say something." And she was like, "Oh,
please don't."
No. She was like,
it?
"She was
you
like,
too?
She was like, this is gonna be hilarious."
Wow.
Because she knew the likelihood is I went over there and I was like, "Oh, hey guys,
right?
Listen, it's kind of late.
Yeah.
Can we just?" And I went over there and I was like, knocked on the door, nothing. Knocked on the door again, nothing. Doorbell. And I was just there, like hitting this doorbell.
Yeah.
And I think I was getting then more irate because I was knocking or whatever.
Yeah,
and the music was so loud. And bear in mind, like, imagine I was knocking on this door, like the door right next to us right now. That's what I was knocking. Like, this, they're in a small apartment. It's not like they're in a big house and they were the other side of the house partying.
Yeah.
Like, there was people on the other side of this door. I was like, that's how loud this music was. That they genuinely couldn't hear me. So anyway, I was like doing this and it got to like a dip in the music that they then suddenly heard the doorbell. I was like, ding, 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 like this. And they opened the door and I was like, it is 4:30. in the morning. Some of us have work. Like, I like dropped that line and they were like, oh, look, I'm so sorry. Like, do you want to, you know, like take my number if we do it again? And I was like, no, I don't want your number. This isn't a social visit. I'm not going to come hang with you. This is enough.
This is over.
This is over. Just end it. And like Jay was at the door, like absolutely keeled over laughing.
Oh my God.
She's just never heard me.
See,
do
I'm,
that before.
So
ever.
I'm too insecure about not being cool that I could never stop a party. I could never.
Right.
Somebody could
right.
have a party like on my property and I would allow it. I wouldn't be able to stop it.
I would be so fine with this.
Yeah.
No, I think it was. Yeah, I was also like, I just flown back. I was very, very tired.
Yeah.
And I was just like, nah,
you gotta bring
not today. Point. I gotta stick up for the kids. I did it for the kids.
The indignation and standing up for the kids is what is funniest about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like the ludicrous thing that I was doing for the kids, and I clearly was just like a grumpy old man.
You were just like wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like not even.
But you work it up.
That's the
you
thing.
Need to be the superhero in the situation.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Did you know that is probably 100% it.
Part
I think you've
yeah.
pulled me out really hard.
You're
there.
Like, you got to be, this has to be righteous.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can't
yeah,
just
yeah.
go yell at some kids having a party.
No. Yeah, because I think I would have felt the same.
Right.
Where I'd be like, oh, like, it's fine. They're not yeah. hurting anyone. Da, da, da.
No, yeah. I would have just talked shit about them.
Yeah.
And quietly
well,
stewed.
Well, Jade was
But that's that Pippin
Jade
edge,
was asleep.
You know?
Yeah, that's that Pippin edge. You want to support. You know what I mean? Because he's just like, he's the support class of the... If Pippin was a D&D, he would be a cleric, probably.
Interesting.
I have
Or like a...
so I really
if
really
Jordan
no
is the fighter, perhaps Pippin's like the rogue.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Sneak attacks, although you'd think points would be damage. We don't know
we have
anything about basketball.
No idea.
We both watched The Last Dance. And we've got Pippin on the brain.
And I literally watched like it in two halves.
Yeah.
So I forgot like
so you forgot all of it.
I forgot
yeah.
half what happened in the first half of that
yeah.
season. And then I've watched the second half and that's just basically my entire knowledge of the yeah. situation. Oh, and I also did watch Space Jam. So that also informs me quite a lot about Michael Jordan as a person.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. He's friends with Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Of
and,
course.
Yeah. Now, Bugs Bunny, I could do a profile on.
Yeah.
I could give you his you points
wanna,
per game.
You
like,
want to talk
100%.
About him. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. But this is actually quite interesting because, by the way, I'm here with Murph, if you didn't guess already. This is what we do. So
I would presume it would be in the title, right?
Yeah, right, sure. But this is what we do in the kickback. We'll okay. randomly introduce the guest like halfway through.
Hi,
it's basically a way
podcast,
of we... Thank you.
College humor.
Thank you. Anything else? Hot date?
Hot date, yeah.
Husband
That's
of
pretty much it.
Emily
husband.
Axford. That's probably like the top bill.
That's the top
honestly,
bill.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Is that you-
that it actually happens a lot where my father-in-law, Emily's dad, thinks it's very funny where Emily will get recognized and I won't.
Ooh. That's fair.
Which is very funny.
That's
she's definitely
kind of funny.
Despite the fact that we're in almost everything together, she's more famous than me.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah,
which is very because I don't care, but it is. It's
yeah, but like
funny
it's not even like M's. More
it feels almost
online
like,
or anything.
It, she's just... not, but it. I don't know. It feels like a very funny like Curb Your Enthusiasm moment or something where it'll be like, people will go up and they'll be like, "You're from College Humor,"
and you're sat there like
and I'm sitting there
smiling
like
at them just like
because I don't know what to do because sometimes I'll get asked to take the picture. And I don't know if I should be in the picture or not. Like, is this a situation where they just focused in on Emily, but they also know who I am? And so I should also put myself in the picture?
Well, that's the thing, is that it is absolutely wild to me. I almost think it's probably impossible that if they are a fan of Emily Axford, they have not seen you as well.
I think I also look different, like, every 6 months.
Sure. Sure.
Like, I had...
looking at you right now, you're not the same guy from Starship Odyssey.
No, because I had
beautiful
long
flowing
hair.
Hair.
I had beautiful flowing locks.
That was what I was expecting coming in here, and
yeah.
when I first met you, and I was
cut it off.
Yeah, you cut it all off.
Because what I really wanted from it, as a growing up a pro wrestling fan, I always wanted to be able to have a ponytail.
Oh,
so during COVID,
did you see Jake's pony? Is that what it was?
It wasn't a thing about Jake. I'm not. Again, I don't compete.
Okay, I didn't say it.
I'm just supporting. I've got that Pippin edge. All right. It wasn't about Jake's pony. It was just about my own pony. It was my own pony journey. It was my own pony journey.
Okay.
How dare
you? Stop strangling me, Murph.
How dare you?
Put your hands down. Put your fists down.
So I wanted to grow it out. Ultimately, I think it ultimately doesn't serve my face because my forehead is huge. So to have super long hair, it really accentuates how big your head is.
Sure.
So ultimately, I think a better look for me to have short hair, mm-hmm. but I wanted to have long hair one time in my life, like real long.
I'm surprised you haven't had it long before.
I've had like emo hair. So even when I first started at College Humor, I had that like, you know, that
fringy,
like the little like beetle swoop in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that. But this was like my hair... you know, was down to my mouth in the front. Like I full in one of the Starstruck episodes, I have like a full ass ponytail.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
So it was like a bucket list thing almost of like, I got to try this out.
That's completely fair. I don't know if I've told this story on the Patreon before, but I think you would find it hilarious. One of the many drawbacks for being brown when you are a raging emo.
I think you told me the story.
It's have I told you this?
Continue. You did not tell the people at home.
Yeah, I don't think I've told the people at home this.
But you need to tell them.
But it's like it's really such good. A shameful story. Like, it's really bad.
If you don't tell it, I will.
Okay, fine. I absolutely want to be the master of this story and not have you tell it because, like, you'll add stuff.
Right, yeah.
It'll be funnier, but, like, it will also make me sound like more of an idiot. I decided that one day I woke up and I wanted to be like my other emo friends because I was very jealous. And also... like fringe, which I think you call bangs, like the thing that comes down here.
Uh-huh.
That's a fringe in the UK. That's
got what, it.
Like, so fringe in emo phase, fringe equaled interest from girls.
Oh,
like 100%. Like it was like the most attractive dude just was like you could barely see any of his facial features.
The swoop over the one eye.
Yeah. It was truly wild. Like he had like. So good that it was like kind of over the other eye, but not quite. It was just like, oh man, he looked like metal as hell. And I was like, I want to do an emo fringe. And so I took my mom's straighteners. I'm getting like PTSD thinking about this. And I had a big afro at the time that was like past my shoulders. Have I showed you the afro picture yet?
No, you haven't.
Okay.
Paired it with also saying that you used to wear Slipknot shirts.
I did used to wear Slipknot shirts. I think I had it. It probably would have been Trivium at this point because I was so emo at that point that I thought Slipknot was too mainstream.
Oh.
So I was into Trivium, who were like real. They were like very hardcore.
I don't know that I know Trivium.
Trivium definitely like a little more like death metal-y than you know anything else.
It's interesting that the emo scene was so so mixed up with like heavy metal.
It was just like a natural progression situation. Yeah. I think was basically what happened.
Because we had like the screamo bands,
right?
Like Bled and Under Oath and shit like that.
Yeah, so like that was like, I was kind of going more towards screamo than metal because I thought metal was like too soft.
Right.
You know what I mean? Realistically, I don't think I ever really got into screamo. I was pretty like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, some of it's tough.
This is tough. And so yeah, anyway, I decided to take my mom's straighteners and straighten my hair. But I just straightened the fringe.
Oof.
I think, honestly, it would have looked really bad regardless of what I did. But I just straightened the fringe.
Yeah, you could have gone all the way with it.
And I think if I'd gone all the way with it, I would have looked like a Dragon Ball Z character. But I think that's ultimately better.
I would argue that what you did feels more Dragon Ball Z to me. The little, like...
Oh, sure.
Fringe in the front, but popped up in the back.
The thing is, it would have been popped up at the back anyway, because my hair, when I straighten it, it still stays upright. But the big difference was it's all curly.
Mm.
And then not only that, but when I straightened it, it still, that's what I mean, it didn't stay flat. So I was effectively just had like a really erect sort of bit of hair at the front.
I thought it was in your eye.
This is what I mean. But then I took like a fucking tub of hair gel.
No.
And
so it was just like so wet.
And just, it was so wet.
Did you put gel in the rest of your hair?
No.
So it was just dry?
It was just like.
You can't go 3/4 dry.
3/4? Dude, it was like 9/10. It was like 9/10 dry. There was like, this was like 10.
Dry.
This was like 10% of the overall hair mass was just sopping.
Jesus.
Sopping wet with gel.
Yikes.
Over one eye. And I will never forget. Thank you. Shout out to my friend Nikki, who was one of the only black. This was What makes it worse, this was college. This wasn't even, like, I was like 17 when this happened. Like, I think you could get away with it if you're 13, but not 17.
Yeah.
And my friend Nicky was one of the only black people I went to college with, literally intercepted me on the way in.
You.
Literally was just like, we're going to go to the toilet and we're going to sort this out. Like, she didn't even give me an option.
She didn't even make fun of you.
No.
This is too far. And honestly,
we've crossed a line.
We can't even laugh about this right now.
We've absolutely
Maybe we'll
the
laugh
line.
About this in a few years.
Maybe.
But not right now.
But right now, this needs to get sorted out. So yeah, that was a truly harrowing experience. And I immediately saw, like, when we went to the toilet to go and, like, wash out the gel, I was like,
that it was too much.
This is, like, genuinely the worst thing.
Because some mirrors also, I found this with the long hair, that sometimes I'm like, this looks good, and then sometimes I see myself and I'm like, oh my god,
I truly want to believe that none of that looked good.
Yeah,
because it makes me feel anxious that I ever thought that was good. I think I was just kidding myself and I wanted to fit in,
right?
I think honestly that's the reason.
Yeah, I can do you have the
I have a picture,
okay,
of my afro and how big it was, and I'd love you to describe it for the people.
Okay. That's big, dude. Damn, that's impressive. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was past my shoulders.
Yeah, you shouldn't ruin that with emo bangs.
Yeah, so that,
that's
imagine
ruined
that
by emo bangs. Yeah,
imagine that. But I had a sweeped, gelled down emo bangs in the front.
That's
it's bad.
A lot.
It's really bad.
Because your hair was long, so your
super
emo
long.
Bang would
was
be like in your
deep.
Chin.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
it was
me,
like
it,
my
this
cheek
was,
here.
Yeah, this is long enough. Hair that mm-hmm. if you were to gel down the front, that's
yeah,
that's in your neck.
Yeah, it was serious.
That's serious.
It was serious.
Well, I would say as someone whose hair does cooperate with the emo thing, mm-hmm. It's not a good look even if it does. I would straighten my hair sometimes, and it was a bad look.
Sure, your hair is kind of. Well, it's a little curly, I guess. It's like a little.
It's like a little.
Loopy.
It's a little wavy.
Mm, little
and
wavy.
But there was a very specific emo look that was like very straight.
Yes, extremely straight.
Yeah,
and that was what my friends had, like jet black, extremely straight hair.
Yeah. Would they dye their hair black?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. But yeah, no, that and like a single mustache is just like a look I will never rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I just look like a 90s porn star, like,
right.
Or a 70s porn star, probably both, to be honest. It's like it's an aggressive look on a brown person. You're like, oh, okay, that's fine. Mm. That's almost like some genetic racism. It's just like, no, but you know, you can't work around this. This is just a fact of life,
right.
That you will look just like that or Steve Harvey, like a skinny Steve Harvey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, not the look, not the look really. But yeah, anyway. We're going to go to a quiz night.
Yeah.
A trivia night.
Actually, real quick,
mm-hmm.
I want to go back to something we were talking about before.
Oh, sure.
Have you ever played D&D in person?
Yes.
Okay.
I did that the first ever. No. Yes, the first ever time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I recently did D&D in a castle.
Oh, right. Wow. So you really got a crash course in like.
Yeah. Yeah, and
human
then I had
interaction.
To, like, and then
after
I had to, like,
having been doing it over Zoom.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then I had to like run it as well, which was like intense. But no, I don't.
The energy is.
I think I have played 3 sessions in person as a player.
Yeah,
I really don't know what it's like because that was like the first 3 sessions I ever played of D&D.
Yeah,
I genuinely have no idea what it's like to play in person as a player.
Because Jeremy's not in Manchester, right?
No.
Yeah, he's in London.
Yes, and Liv is in Brighton. So we're all spread out. Yeah. I think we'll try and get together because I just think, you know, I can attest even doing this now, this is so...
It's got a fun vibe.
It's a really fun vibe.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we could get through so much more because you don't get like Zoom haze.
There is a Zoom haze.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where like I'm definitely after like 3 or 4 hours of recording, I'm like... really not trying not to, but I'm kind of clocking out a little bit, like when it's not my scene or whatever, I'm kind of
totally.
Like distracted, or I'm just like, I don't want to be staring at the screen.
It's nice to get you that element of hanging out.
Yes,
like we started it again at the end of Eldermorn, because at first I was kind of like, Eldermorn's got its own sound because it just sounds a little different when you're in person, like you'll hear it when you hear this recording.
Yeah,
is I'll be picked up a little bit on your mic. Mm-hmm, you'll be picked up a little bit on my mic. It sounds a little bit
echoier. I've definitely heard. The main difference I find is when someone goes away from mic, So you kind of get this. Yeah. Then that's when I feel like you can, like, hear hopefully people at home will have actually heard what we're talking about.
Yeah,
but like there'll be time when, like, because Caldwell, like, will clap or does, like, the big laugh.
Yeah.
And that's when I hear it on, like, other people's mics. And I think that's probably only from, like, a podcast producer.
Yeah,
really
you know what you're looking for. Yeah, yeah. But to me, that trade-off of the slight sound trade-off is worth it to be in person, because it just... you're absolutely right. Like, you get a Zoom haze of, like, when we were recording, because we recorded the end of Campaign 1 and most of Eldermorn remote, and we were basically recording one episode a week.
Yeah.
And now when we record, it's kind of like we're just playing an off-mic show where it's literally Jay comes into town, we sit, and we just play for... you know, 3 or 4 hours, bank like 2 episodes, meet up the next day, do the same thing, and that's it for the month. You
sounds
know
like
I mean?
A dream.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
To the point where, and this is a hot scoop, occasionally we will just play as if it's just a regular ass game.
Yep.
And we'll record the intro or the outro later.
So that's what we've started doing on Zoom.
Yeah.
Because we find that the best way for it not to feel like we're just slugging it out.
Yeah.
It's just to be in it and enjoying it like we're playing and not thinking about anything else. So we did that pretty much like this whole second half of Outlaws and Obelisks. And we kind of started doing it as an accident because we were like, we kind of need to wrap the story up. And we had M and we were like, just like, you know, we don't want to keep calling people back, but we want to get to like a satisfying point. And I said to Jeremy, I was like, dude, let's just stop wasting time with intros and outros. Like, we'll get everyone to like record their plugs separately and do all of that, but we'll just play.
Yeah.
And then you can just decide when the break is, like, because there's always like a natural, okay, we're going to the next place kind of thing. So it's like, there's always a good point to end it.
Yeah. Because that's all business. Like, the intro is literally just to get everybody...
That's not what they're listening. You know,
exactly.
Everyone's listening for.
Yeah. So
you know.
To keep the kind of rhythm going, it's much better to just be like...
Well, we did the same for the two-shot I did for you guys.
Yeah, we didn't even know it was going to be a two-shot.
Well, we didn't even know it was going to be a two-shot. Yeah,
that
was...
then when we played for a while, we're like,
like,
we got to split this shit up.
I remember getting, like, literally a quarter of the way through my material and being like...
Yikes.
I've got half an hour left.
These people won't shut the fuck up.
I was like, ooh boy. I did not take into account the chaos.
Yeah.
I think I knew it. I knew I was in trouble when we started. And like, literally, you know, like the bit up until you got, spoiler alert, not really, it's like the first 20 minutes. You know the bit where you got shrunk?
Yeah.
That was all me just narrating in my head. Yeah. In terms of time planning, that was just me narrating.
But we were just...
And you guys did like
just
full
talking.
Scenes.
Yeah.
I was like, that is like a 2 minute, hey, you appear in the woods, some guy picks you up, you walk in, you see some weird things flying under the cart, and then you're into the thing.
Nope,
you
arguing
see
with everybody, talking to everybody.
Like literally, it was like you guys reuniting, like them reuniting with Balnor was like a whole,
it was thing.
A whole thing.
They made up it was like mid shit.
Oh yeah, and then there was the whole shit thing, which was like a huge part of the
story.
Kept
getting brought up.
Like and was like, you know, the monkey with the magical shit just running around. Like I was like, that was like a cool 2 minutes in my head.
Wow.
It's like easily half an hour, I think.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and listen to it for the actual timing, but I'm pretty sure it's like half an hour.
Yeah.
And we had like a 2 hour recording session planned, I think. Like two and a half, I think, maybe.
Yeah. But we were always, I mean, we were pumped because...
Oh, no, you guys were like, we can keep going.
Yeah,
because
we had a blast playing with you. And so, you know, I mean, anytime we can get more episodes, we're always excited. So we're like, hey, dude, if you got 2 episodes in you, we'll just do 2. Don't stress
it. Heck yeah. And just, you know, just casually tweet, return to Potsdamia if you want it to happen again. That's
there
what you know what I mean? Just start a campaign. I didn't say that.
Hashtag
maybe,
return to Potsdamia. Get that Pippin Edge.
Or we riot. hashtag Pippin Edge. I kind of want hashtag Pippin Edge to be a thing.
Yeah,
because I
think
it would be really funny. And I honestly, I feel like I want to go back and watch an episode of like The Last Dance, see how...
I think the thing
deeply wrong.
I
we
think
are.
We are super wrong because
I, think we are
I clocked it later, which is that Rodman's the one with the edge.
Yeah,
but
it's funnier for me to say Pippin Edge.
It's funnier to say Pippin Edge, but I think Pippin was just mad that he signed a contract that
and then
he made a lot less
so
money,
much less money than
even though he
else.
Was great.
Yeah,
and they
was,
were on a
he was easily
awesome
just
team.
Like the second best person in the
but
whole of the NBA at the time.
Arguably, Michael Jordan is way meaner than Scottie Pippen.
Oh, so much worse.
Yes, but. Pippin Edge, I just love the phrase.
Yeah, I love Pippin Edge.
But you could argue that, you know, Merry and Pippin have a certain edge. Certainly over Frodo and Sam.
Yeah, definitely. They were. I think, more of an acquired taste, you know, because I think there are some people that probably look at Merry and Pippin and go, oh, You're clowning around, like the world's at stake.
Yeah.
Like you are having to, you save the tree ants.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't because you're clowning around. Mm. And I can understand people being like, getting a bit heated about that. You know what I mean? Being like, oh, you're out here eating your salted pork on the wall.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be focusing on the task at hand.
If this was a D&D campaign, I think a lot of, or a D&D podcast specifically, there'd be a lot of threads about Merry and Pippin not taking it seriously.
Not taking it seriously enough.
Yeah, oh, especially, can you imagine the live chat when Pippin knocks the skull into the...
That is such a great nat one.
And wakes up the Balrog.
Yeah. That is like... Ooh. Arguably the worst nat one in film history.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not even just like, oh, I knocked a skull down a thing. It's like, I did that and I awoke something so strong it killed the strongest member of the party. Yeah. Probably like, at that point, like a level 15 character.
Yeah.
Like I truly awakened a demon from like the depths of hell.
Yeah.
Like... I mean, it would be so mean to do that to a party. Could you imagine doing that? Like, being like, oh, you rolled one nat one on a very miscellaneous investigation check.
Gandalf is dead.
Now a pit fiend is here and it's killed your paladin. Like, it would just be so wild. It would be so truly wild. The threads would
just
be...
Just imagining the threads.
Well, it depends on who it's played by.
That's true.
Because, like,
I think I
if it's a woman or a brown person, then, like,
I could get away with
everyone's fine with it. Like, everyone's like, he did his best, okay? The dice chose. But if that's a woman or a brown person, it's like, well...
They're very mad.
Yeah, he's dead to us.
Yeah.
luckily, not our fans, which is lovely. But anyway,
I think we're gonna get to our little quiz night.
A quiz night,
and you'll of course keep the listeners updated on if we won or not.
Yes, of course. Well, I'm doing video diaries whilst I'm out here.
Okay.
So they'll probably find out before they hear this, unless I decide to go really rogue and just like release this tomorrow
and just go silent.
Yeah.
And make people think you got like kidnapped while you were here.
Whoa, that would be so.
Get some buzz.
That would be really bad.
Get that kidnap buzz.
I'm not gonna do that. That feels like a little Pippin edge to me, and I just don't.
That's
know
a Rodman edge, and you want
that's a real.
And you want that.
Yeah. Like, there's ways to make the show more popular. I don't think that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, honestly. Right. So I'm just.
You know, not all ideas are gonna,
equal.
Great
equal.
Make it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I now, though, being in the studio, I am now setting as my life goal to come here and play in person. Because, in here as well. Like, for everyone at home, before we go, real quick, I know I said that twice already. But, I can feel the weight of the stories in this room. Like, it feels... Like, as a fan of your show, I can feel it. Like,
the story musk.
It feels... Yeah. Like, it smells bad.
Like, it smells like ass
it
in
smells,
here, dude.
Like, you guys are sweating.
Yeah.
Here. Like,
yeah.
You, like, crack a window. No, you can't. You're recording.
We'll have to... I just...
No.
If people don't know...
I don't even honestly want to record it. I'm just saying I just want to be in here and roll some dice. That's
right,
literally it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, we'll have to time it out because I was going to say Jake doesn't live here anymore.
Ooh.
So Jake flies out and we bulk record.
Yeah.
So next time you're out here, we'll have to time it out so Jake's here too.
So Jake's here at the same time. Yeah, that would be very, very fun. Literally just to roll some dice. I'll then go in the living room and chill, play Elden Ring whilst you guys record the episodes. That's fine.
That
like, I'm fine.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Like on it,
bizarre
like,
from us.
Yeah,
be like, okay, Jasper, can
cool.
you wait?
I mean, we played for like
you're just watching
like,
the last dance
precisely
by
an hour.
Yeah,
you know, and then you're like, cool, that's your time. We have
that's
to now record
you?
The episodes.
Jake's here now,
so we have to get record the episodes. No, you can't play with us whilst we do that. We know you DM'd for us, but you cannot play for us. That's
right.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just okay. I can go play Elden Ring. I'd honestly be so fine with that.
Yeah.
I can understand.
I'm not going to do that to you. So.
Okay. But you can if you want to, though.
I don't want to.
But you can.
I'm good. I don't want to.
This is my version of your pro wrestler.
This is...
Dream.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I want to be excluded by you.
Okay. that is a reference to a discussion we were having before,
yes.
Which is that I would love to be a celebrity guest on a wrestling program, but just to... Because they're always very nice to their celebrity guests. Like, they just had Logan Paul. He did this tag team match.
He was actually kind of good, which is
he
really
was actually
annoying.
Pretty good.
I watched them. It's like the first WWE match I've watched in a
and
while.
And he
like,
won.
He
and he
good.
Won.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I have too much respect for the business to win, so I want to go on WWE and get destroyed.
This
is what we were
so
talking about.
To me.
I want
to
get absolutely wrecked. I want it to be... It can be a lower mid-card dude that just needs some heat.
Like, that's the thing. That's the thing that I still find baffling.
Yeah.
That's the thing I still find baffling. Because
I'm
fact
doing it
that
for the business.
You are, no, but you are a huge fan
right.
of WWE.
Uh-huh.
And I think if that was me
yeah.
and I was going to get destroyed,
you'd
I would at
your,
least want it to be... Like, I would at least want him to hear, like, the dong, and like, oh my god, The Undertaker's
the
back!
The Undertaker's gonna like, kill Jasper.
He, yeah, right. and I get, like, tombstoned or something,
right.
and
no.
I'm paralyzed from the neck
See,
down.
See, The Undertaker doesn't need that rub. You know what I mean? The Undertaker
Why
doesn't...
Why would I ever be providing any rub to, like, The Undertaker?
It's
like,
the rub, I, dude. The Undertaker doesn't need the Murph rub, but the... There's people out there who Ooh. Need the Murph rub.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the Murph
I
rub.
I need the Murph rub, honestly. It sounds great.
You can absolutely kick my ass. The Murph rub is, they're like, what's up? And it would need to be a not so, right now I'm in a very niche world of D&D, but it would need to be like, if we ever did like an animated show or something, it'd be like
sure.
the stars of the Nat Potter D20 animated mm-hmm, show mm-hmm. On Monday Night Raw sitting in the front row. And then I want some mid-card heel
mm-hmm.
to walk down the aisle. Grab me by the collar
yep,
while I'm on the other side of the barricade. Pull me over. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely fucking destroy me. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to bleed
sure.
for the business.
Sure.
I'm willing to get thrown through tables. I'm willing to get hit with a ladder. I don't especially want to get injured.
So the long
but
term,
I'll get hurt.
Well,
but I don't
yeah.
want to get injured.
Sure,
Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That yeah. makes sense. Could I make a slight suggestion?
Sure.
I feel like it would be even better. You're in the audience, and what you don't know is that this mid-card heel is already sat behind you
oh,
and just comes
I
up with
that.
A chair.
And
it's
I'm
just
not
like,
even
you're not
myself.
Even prepared for it.
Yeah.
And you just get...
I would sign my
waivers.
Life away to be like, I will do this for the business.
And then even better,
yeah.
M then comes in and like stone calls this, like just full, like, you
right.
know, like takes this guy out, like sweet chin music. I can mm. imagine that being M's finishing move.
Yeah. I think, you know what? She's done a little bit of jiu-jitsu. She'd probably be a submission specialist.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Little tap. Little, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that's what, you know, maybe someday you'll see me get absolutely destroyed.
That would
on,
be so good. It would be good to watch. I'll
television.
Be honest. I can't argue with you. It'd be great
it would
to
be,
watch. So.
Because I would like it to
For
be
the,
to the level where it is uncomfortable.
And everyone's like, are they?
Like, everyone's
are
like,
they actually hurting?
Did he agree to this?
Like,
why?
This is,
He's not a real pro wrestler.
This
why?
Is so bad.
Is he, why is he bleeding? Like, why has he been thrown through a table? When Drew Carey was on,
did
he just
pull?
Ran away from Kane.
He looks like he's pulled several muscles.
Yeah.
Like, is this guy like, oh man.
No,
you're...
I'm willing to spend one night in the hospital. Just one
okay,
night.
Right. But that's the problem I have is
yeah.
that you just can't guarantee
can't
it's a
guarantee
one night.
It. But they're professionals.
Accidents happen.
Accidents. That's the thing is I'm willing to risk it. I don't want to. If somebody was like, this mid-card heel is going to come out and break both of your arms, I would say absolutely not. But if they were like, okay, they're going to throw you against the ring steps. You're going to need to, if you're not a wrestling fan, blading is when someone like pricks their head
mm-hmm.
with like a
so
little with like a little edge
mm-hmm.
to make themselves bleed for real. Like when wrestlers bleed, that is their actual blood coming out of their head.
Yeah.
I would be willing to bleed.
Do that. Yeah.
I would be willing to do that. And then I would be willing to get thrown through a table. I'd be willing to get hit by ladders. And just get destroyed by any finishing move. But if I was guaranteed
not
actual energy,
yeah.
actual injury,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to do
it. That's
the
problem. That's what the problem is.
But the risk, I would take the risk.
What if they were like, hey, we'll like triple your fee if you get like long-term injured?
I mean, I...
Because I feel like that's what I would need.
Yeah,
that's the reassurance
like
that I would need
monetary,
is just to
yeah.
be like, look, like I know that it's possible. Like if I'm saying I'm willing to get thrown through a table, there is
yeah.
no guarantee I'm not going to hurt myself.
Right.
My body is not trained.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? This is like this
right.
is this
no. It's
is,
a bad idea.
Yeah. It's a terrible
it's
idea.
It's a fully bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if they came to me and was like, "Look, if you get injured, we'll just like pay you a full salary for like two
right.
years while you recover or whatever."
Yeah. That'd be
fine.
Cool. Yeah.
Fine. Then I'm fine. Then I'm down to it.
I just want
to
do it for the business, you know? I just want to give them the Murph rub.
You have been indoctrinated. This is a multi-million pound corporation.
But it's the... it's
they
the,
do not need...
It's not about the company. It's about getting over the talent.
You want to help someone
else. I want to help the talent.
You want to help the talent.
Yeah. I want someone to... The thing is, I don't have enough to give a rub. right now.
Sure. It's weird now we're saying this. I feel like I got the Murph rub. I feel like DM being the first guest DM on NADPOD.
See, that's the NADPOD rub.
That was the NADPOD rub.
That was
the NADPOD rub. And now most people listening to this are NADlings.
You think so?
Yeah. A lot.
They do both?
We got a lot of people that do both. Murph, this has been an absolute blast, my dude.
This was awesome.
This was very fun.
Super fun.
If you want to start a podcast sometime, we should just do it.
Yeah. I think it's fun playing together. It's fun talking about how much we'd like to get hurt together.
It's truly wild how much we've hung out in the last like week.
Yeah.
It's been like most nights. I'm like,
I'm your LA dude.
I've got nothing to do. Yeah. Hey, Murph, you about?
Because in the US, there's a very LA energy, which LA energy is you got to make plans. You gotta like, we're gonna do dinner on Tuesday.
Yeah, I've got that for sure.
You've got that.
Yeah.
I'm an East Coast dude, which is just
let's go. Turn up on the day.
Yeah, on the day. All right.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Murph from NADPOD. Is there anything that you want to just tell the people or plug? You can plug something if you want to.
Yeah, I just want to give a rub to all the lower mid card heels out there.
You realize there's like several of our patrons signing up to be wrestlers now, just in the hope that one day they get to be like, I was the mid-card heel that kicked the shit out of Murph.
Dream big. If you are getting into wrestling right now.
Honestly, I might do it. I'm thinking about it. I think I could go for like a Rey Mysterio vibe.
Yeah.
I think I could do it. So maybe.
Absolutely destroy me.
Okay, cool.
Wreck me.
We're going to do a WWE special Monday Night Raw in the 2DO. And it's gonna be
Jasper just throws me through a fucking table.
It's me putting you through the 2DO table.
Yeah,
that's what it is gonna be. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening to this episode of Three Black Halflings, and we will see you next week. Pip pip, patrons.
Bye.
You can say pip pip if you want.
Pip pip,
patrons.
Patrons.
You have to say pip pip, patrons.
Pip pip, pip and edge.
Pip and edge, patrons.
Yo.
That was a HeadGum podcast.